USA News, I'm Dave Collins.
Curtain of just white cloud. The most eerie thing, and the train kept getting louder and louder.
At least 9 people are dead. More deaths are feared after dozens of tornadoes tore through the southern U.S. The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage was in Selma, Alabama.
Holding the doors shut, and I could hear glass just pop, 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 popping. I heard the roof peel back. I could hear things hit the house. And I just said, let it end, let it end.
That's where a large and extremely dangerous tornado blasted the historic city and surrounding area yesterday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling on Congress to raise the debt limit. She notified lawmakers the Treasury Department will begin taking steps to avoid default once the debt limit is reached later next week. In a letter to Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Yellen urged Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. The discovery of classified documents linked to President Biden's time in the Obama administration is bringing up national security concerns. Some were found at a University of Pennsylvania think tank that bears his name.
The Chinese donated $30 million at the time this Biden Center was being set up, and it draws a lot of questions about what was going on.
Congressman Mike McCall of Texas heads the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He says other classified papers were found in the president's home, which Hunter Biden had access to. Those reportedly had information about our adversaries. The Super Bowl 57 will be here before you know it, and Rihanna is promoting her upcoming performance at halftime. A teaser trailer highlighted that it's been over 6 years since Rihanna has dropped a new album. Super Bowl 57 will take place on February 12th from State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The CEO of Delta Airlines is calling for more FAA funding after a system-wide outage grounded thousands of flights this week. In an interview with CNBC, Ed Bastian called what happened unacceptable. He said lawmakers in Washington need to provide the funding to bolster FAA staff and resources. The Dallas Zoo is closed today because of a missing leopard. Zoo officials issued a code blue after a clouded leopard wasn't seen in its habitat when staff members arrived this morning. But the zoo believes the leopard is still on the grounds. Lance Pry has the details on a military man released by Russia.
Taylor Dudley, a 35-year-old Navy vet from Lansing, Michigan, was detained by Russian Border Patrol police since April of 2022. After attending a music festival, for reasons unknown, Dudley crossed from Poland into a Russian enclave, which is a territory governed by Moscow between Poland and Lithuania. Mr. Dudley was quietly released this week and greeted in Poland by an official from the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw and by Bill Richardson, a former New Mexico congressman and governor, contributing to his release.
All Class AAA minor league baseball parks reportedly will call balls and strikes electronically this season. Half of the AAA games will be played with all calls determined by the electronic strike zone. The other half will be played with live home plate umpires in a challenge system similar to what's used in professional tennis. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.